I have been approached by a local fisherman who raised this with me. This is not an isolated incident across Strabane. It has been raised in other areas as well. This is twofold. Basically, the empty packaging of prescription drugs have been found in an area where young people congregate. And we need to be educating young people that taking prescribed drugs, you know, can be very dangerous. It can be fatal if taken with other drugs or alcohol, and it can have fatal, it can be fatal in terms of their mental health and physical well-being. It is a massive problem, not just here in Strabane. I know across Tyrone and Donegal and all our areas across the islands, this is happening, where young people are finding ways of getting prescription drugs taken from their own homes or the home of a relative, and misusing these drugs. So we need to educate young people that there is a great risk to them, you know, continuing to use them and becoming addictive later in life. And obviously taking prescriptive drugs can lead to other abuse of other illegal street drugs.
Now, more often than enough, these prescription drugs sometimes have a name and address and that kind of thing on the packaging of the person they belong to. Is there any sort of investigation ongoing as to determine where they came from?
Well, this is the thing, that the drugs and the packaging that were found had no names on them. So they're very cute in what they're doing. They're discarding the names, taking the sticky packaging off them so that they can't be identified. Now, I am aware, and I've spoke to PSNI this morning just in relation to this matter, and we have rapid bins across the Derry City and Strabane District Council area. These are bins that remove all prescription and illegal drugs. There are a number of them across the Strabane area for people who have unwanted drugs, prescription drugs, or the ones that they don't use, to safely deposit these in these bins. Now, I've also asked council to have a look at those locations and to review where they are, and to send out a clear message to parents to be vigilant, to know where their drugs are kept in the house and make sure that they're in a safe place. I have been approached by a parent who has said to me that their son is in fact barred from going into the grandparents' house because they had found that he was taking some of the grandparents' prescribed drugs out of the house and using them and giving them to friends. We need to send a clear message to parents also to make sure that their drugs are kept away, hidden in a safe place. And we need to send a clear message to the young people, the dangers of taking these drugs. They think that the prescribed drugs is safe to use. They're not. The dangers of them, they have a direct impact on their mental health and well-being. Young people do this to try and fit in and feel better and feel good about themselves, but this causes a lot of anxiety and stress and health-related problems further down the road for young people taking these drugs. So we need to send a clear message to society and to the community that this will not be tolerated, that people need to know that if they have drugs sitting about the house or in their homes, they need to make decisions on how they deposit them safely out of harm's way from young people.